Pioneering film producer and scandalous tell-all author Julia Phillips died this past week. She was 57. Phillips was the first woman to win a Best Picture Oscar for co-producing The Sting in 1973. She helped bring Taxi Driver and Close Encounters of the Third Kind to the screen. But then her career stalled. Her difficult personality and increasing drug use kept her out of the limelight for almost 20 years. Phillips made a comeback of sorts in 1991 with a best-selling memoir called You'll Never Eat Lunch in This Town Again, in which she lashed out at the greed and deceit of Hollywood, naming names and pulling no punches. Here's Julia Phillips in a 1991 NPR interview reading from her book.
Read the quintessential scumbag. He is a mogul. He owns whatever town he's in, and his name is on everything he owns. He cheats on his taxes, his wife, and his partner. Most of all, he cheats on the audience. He cares only about money, his own physical comfort, and getting laid. He is the epitome of how far the American ideal has come after 200 years in development.
Julia Phillips was just as harsh on herself as she was on the people she wrote about. You'll Never Eat Lunch in This Town Again left Phillips a pariah. She was even banned for a time from eating at the famous Hollywood hangout Morton's. Actor and filmmaker Tony Bill formed a production company with Phillips and her husband, and together they produced The Sting. Tony Bill joins us now. Mr. Bill, if you've only read her book, Julia Phillips comes across as hell on wheels. What was she really like?
Hell on Wheels is a part of the really like aspect of Julia. When she wanted to be Hell on Wheels, she was. Unlike maybe many of us, including myself, who find it difficult to be Hell on Wheels when we want to be. Julia was a very complex woman. She was mean when she needed or wanted to be, and generous and frustrating, and self-destructive and conflicted and complicated. All of the things that go along with complex people.
Well, what was it like working with her on The Sting?
Julia was a great partner, and so on The Sting, she fought some of the battles that need to be fought in her style. She prevailed when she needed to prevail and backed off when she needed to back off, but I have to say, she was not one to back off often, and that's often an advantage in our business.
Well, in the obituaries written in the past few days, a lot of is made of what's called her brutal honesty. It sounds like you experienced that.
I have to say, I really don't think Julia meant to be brutal. And I think that, as I've learned, too, the people who felt that she was brutalizing them kind of surprised her when she was only kind of being honest. But she did know how to turn a phrase. She did know how to put something succinctly and use the English language well. And so when she expressed herself, it was without self-censorship. Frankly, I found it often as amusing as I did in my case, I unfortunately never was subjected to it, so I wasn't the brunt of that brutal honesty.
You were never subjected to it?
No, I escaped with my skin intact. I was one of the few people, I think, in her book of whom she had nothing bad to say. She treated me honestly and fairly, and if she did make fun of me, I could have a laugh at it much more easily than I could take offense at it.
Well, do you think more is made of this attribute of hers because she was a woman?
I think partially because she's a woman and partially because it's unusual in anyone to exhibit both the brilliance, the command of the language, and the insight into people that Julia had. She wasn't making stuff up.
You talking to me? You talking to me? Then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me?
There's a story going around about getting Taxi Driver made that supposedly Julia Phillips went to the studio that had the power to greenlight the project, and she was pregnant at the time, and said, if you don't give me the go-ahead for this project, I'm going to have this baby right here. Is that true, or is that just nonsense?
I think only the dead can tell. Julia's not here, and the head of that studio, David Beagleman, killed himself some years ago. If it's true, it's the hollowest threat Julia ever made. I think she's eminently more quotable than that one.
Ray to the second.
Up a full tone.
Me to the third.
Down a major third.
Do to the first.
Drop an octave.
Do.
Up a perfect fifth.
Sol to the fifth.
Her career seemed to disappear after Close Encounters of the Third Kind. What do you think happened?
Well, there's no question that her drug use precluded her brain use, so to speak. You know, to get a movie made requires a lot of energy and a lot of focus and a lot of dedication. It's hard to share that career with a career in drugs.
What do you think her legacy will be?
I was thinking the other day, I wish Julia was around to see all the ink she's getting. I mean, I think she would be totally surprised that anybody noticed she died. I think her legacy is perhaps, I hesitate to call it role model, because I don't think anyone wants to model their life after Julia's life, but I think that she sets a high mark for, especially for women, but I submit for anybody who wants to exhibit their taste, as in the movies that she made, and exhibit their intelligence and exhibit their insights into other people fearlessly. And I think that's an admirable goal.
Tony Bill is a filmmaker in Southern California. He worked with producer Julia Phillips, who died last Tuesday at the age of 57. Thank you, Mr. Bill.
Thank you.